This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. We be ranting. We are ranting. Can't you tell? We are just ranting out loud.
No more election.
No more. I know. We're done. Like, that's it. Until someone gets elected, we're done. That's the plan from this point forward.
Yeah, right.
That's so not going to happen.
Unless someone like really, really does something that we just absolutely positively have to talk about, we're done with it. How about that? Is that a deal?
Okay.
That's a deal. Yeah.
And what about?
I give it 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
No, I am good on my word. That's the plan.
Until next week.
All right. Mary Gallet, Rich Ote, and we got a special guest joining us here on The Rant, and then you'll have your own episode here as we are going to be reinventing your inner critic with you. So say hello.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ooh. Coach Jenny.
Oh, official. Is that?
It's official. Well, wow. My name's Jenny Mustafa-Julak.
Yeah.
I'm not asking anybody
say that again?
To try that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Coach Jenny.
All right, so let me just make this.
That name was in The Lion King.
Mustafa.
Close. It's Mufasa. That's a little different.
Oh, man. So, all right. So, be honest. When you go to airports now, they put you in that special room, right? I mean,
every time. And they're really confused about what I look like.
They're like, we saw Mustafa. Looking up and down the ID, looking at you. And by the way, I've been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for like 16 years. And I think I just came up with a new move. You know what it's going to be called? The Julak.
Perfect.
Right? Because that's like it. It's Jenny Mustafa Julak.
Perfect.
So I think the Julak is like it. Totally what I'm coming. What? Rich? Yeah? No?
Rich is looking at me like Mary has no idea what he's talking about.
Everybody's got like a signature thing. That'll be mine. So thank you. Thank you for that.
I appreciate it. I'm willing to help.
Absolutely. Where'd you come down from to join us?
Los Angeles.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Why are you in L.A.? Just out of curiosity. Not that there's anything wrong with L.A., but I mean, like there is a lot wrong with L.A.
Of course.
So like we love L.A.
Clearly.
And the song even says so,
yes.
So we have to. But how'd you end up in L.A., just out of curiosity?
I moved there a year ago just because I was in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And so 15 cold winters, I really wanted a break.
Yeah. So how'd you end up, though, out of all the places you could have gone from New York City to L.A., why'd you end up there?
That's where my wife got a job.
Oh,
let's be real. I wanted to come to San Diego, but Los Angeles it is.
Gotcha. Okay, so you just kind of snuck that one in there. That's where my wife got a job.
Oh, yeah. There's my rainbow flag right there.
Nice.
Isn't that
awesome.
Lovely?
So I have to admit, I don't
that's
think
Olivia's
in all the...
favorite flag.
The rainbow flag?
No, it's the American flag meets the rainbow flag, the one that has the blue stars and then the rainbow flag.
I have not,
have you
seen,
not
that.
Seen that one.
Have you seen that's that one, Jim?
I don't think I have. No.
Oh, they're all over North Park and Hillcrest area.
It's got the American flag, but it's with the little starry area
yeah, it's got
and
the,
then the rainbow.
The stars
thing.
The same as a traditional flag.
Gotcha.
Blue with the white stars, and then the rest of the flag is just rainbow colors.
So how long did you get married to your wife?
We got married illegally in 2003 and legally in 2009.
Wow. So since 2003 how long before that did you meet? And so how long were you together before you actually got married in 2003?
We met in 97. So we've been together since 97.
Wow.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's a long time for any couple.
For any couple, exactly.
Like, period, let alone, you know, of the same sex. Because, I mean, let's be honest, I think that the divorce rate of same-sex couples is certainly on par with that of, you know.
Totally is.
So
people are people.
People are people, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So when it became legal...
Mm-hmm.
You got married in New York, you got married here, or where did you go?
Boston, actually, because it was legal in Massachusetts first.
Wow.
And so we made our way up there for a little while, and then...
Was it like a big rush? Was it like just like a big... Was it one of those things where like they had just made it legal, and like you and your friends and everybody who was wanting to get married legally went down to...
I'm supposed to say that, but the truth is no.
No.
Not for us. We moved to Massachusetts because it will be legal in the land, and we got there, and it was really exciting. And as we were about to move to New York, like 2 days before we left, we're like, oh, crap, maybe we should get married and bring the marriage license with us.
Yeah.
So, it was really last minute, actually. We were already married in our hearts.
In your heart. So you did it just for the insurance, admit it, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, and the tax benefits.
I thought you get taxed worse if you're a married couple. Isn't that how that works?
No,
it's the same. It's better.
There's better benefits.
There's tax advantages.
Ooh. And then, you know, the big one is being able to visit each other in the hospital, things like that. Those matter.
Gotcha. Do you guys have kids?
No.
You don't have kids. All right. And no kids in the future? No plans?
No kids in the future. I'm married to a special education teacher. She has hundreds of kids. So she's good to go.
She doesn't need to come home and have...
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Exactly.
So what's your take on all this, like, LGBTQ? And how many other... Like, at what point... Are they going to have every letter in the alphabet, and you can just be like A, B, C, D? Like, I mean, because where are we at? Just let me L, G, B, T, right?
Correct.
Q. Is there anything else?
That's the end of the alphabet soup.
We get five. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you hear, because, and I will readily admit, as I said, I don't think we've ever had anyone who has been married to someone of the same sex on the show before.
Oh.
So I'd love to get your perspective on, like, what's going on. That says a lot about our show. We've done a lot of shows. We are racist or we are bigoted.
Why are you saying that?
Or it just didn't come up.
Or it just didn't.
It doesn't mean it comes up every time.
Or we didn't ask a great question. We got to ask more great questions. But so, like, this whole, like, North Carolina thing.
Yes.
Right? What's the deal from your perspective? And of course, you are now the spokesperson.
Clearly.
You are at this point, because you have been nominated as the spokesperson for the LGBTQ community.
You're getting better at that.
I am.
I'm getting faster.
I don't know what the fingers have to do with anything, but I'm getting faster.
If people could really see what goes on in this room. The facial expressions.
It's mostly eye rolls. It's the Mary Goulet eye rolls. That's what we should do. Instead of keeping track of all the, like, great questions, we should keep track of all the Mary Goulet eye rolls. Oh, you just did it right now. So that's got to be, like, a little weird, a little frightening. I mean, like, what's your take on all that?
Yeah, with specifically the North Carolina where do you go to the bathroom thing is pretty amazing. My take on it is, really, lawmakers, this is what you want to worry about.
Yeah.
And all the problems there are, you know, and so many things that my people. Right. Well, we could march about. Now we have to worry about where we're going to the bathroom. That is just a pain in the butt. And I just don't understand where their heads are that this would become such a issue. I like to think that it showed up because it was a low news day, but it really wasn't.
Stuck around forever
did.
And then the NCAA pulled out with their basketball tournament, and that's when it really kind of hit the fan. But you have to educate me here for a second.
Oh, boy.
What is the difference? And this has become a gay conversation right here. Like,
this is totally like we're there.
What is the difference between a, and I know Rich tried to explain this to me once, but I still don't get it. A transsexual, a transvestite, and isn't there a third one?
Transgender.
That's the one.
Okay.
What is the difference between the three of those? And, like, why is this of issue now? And look at Mary. She's like, I'm not in this conversation at all.
No, I'm not.
So, but seriously, like, what is the difference between those three? Aren't they all the same?
No, they're not. My dear God, all the LGBT family out there, if I screw this
See,
up.
See, you left off the Q too.
Yeah, I left off the Q. Please just, you know, go with me. My understanding is a transvestite is somebody who has both sexual organs of both genders.
Wait, that's a hermaphrodite. Isn't that
another letter?
H. L-B-
That's a whole different thing.
LGBTQH.
You're right. So it's the transsexual and the transgender. I do understand the difference. Transsexual, they're actually getting the surgery.
The surgery to remove and then replace.
To modify.
Right. And transgender is before the surgery. That is my understanding.
Before the surgery.
And, you know, some folks choose to live transgender, which means that they're going to dress and live the lifestyle of the opposite sex that they were assigned at birth. But they actually identify with the other.
Gotcha.
I would be the L in all of this, so I can really only speak to the L.
You lead the group with the L.
I stop at the second letter. That's like as far as – or is it the first letter?
Used to be GLBT, but, you know, the women, we took over.
You guys stepped up and you're like, no. Mm-mm.
Ladies first.
We don't play second fiddle to anyone. Put the L first, right? Oh, man. All right. So thank you for clarifying that. But from my perspective, I don't quite get what the big deal is all about it. But I will say that I'm confused. If you are born a man and then you get boobies, you put the makeup on, now you can't use the men's washroom anymore because you walk around looking like a woman, but they want you to the other way around.
It's the other way around.
What is it?
The whole thing is they want you to go to the restroom from the sex you were assigned at birth.
That's assigned at birth.
The language, I guess.
Assigned at birth.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. But so if you are if you were born a man and you feel like you're a woman and you're a transgender woman,
yeah,
then they want you to go to the men's room.
Yeah.
Which is
with the girls' clothing.
With the girls' clothing. I don't understand why they care where you
pee. It's weird, right?
I just don't understand.
I saw something, a picture of a guy who has a man bun and a beard. And he's like, and the quotation was like, now he doesn't know where to go to the bathroom.
Right. but he had a full beard, right?
Yeah,
the man bun, the full beard, and yeah. Oh,
in
man.
The back.
Well, thank you for your insight on that, because
sure.
As I said, this is new ground for us, and you drove all the way down from L.A.
Yeah,
You trained it.
Yeah,
you are much smarter than the average bear, so that is super smart.
Although
I can't call you a bear, because that's like there is actual in that community there are actual bears, right?
Yeah, that's in the G.
That's on the G. So, all right. Yeah, it's all coming together for me.
I love that you're getting all the lingo though. This is really something. We're gonna get you a vocabulary list or something soon.
That's what I need. I need like
side a, of you I didn't know about.
Like a cheat sheet. That's what I need. Go. I need an LGBTQ. I got it. And H.
What
was really going on at the Funky Pickle? For those who don't know, that would be the nightclub I opened in 1989. So there you go. All right. Well, thank you very much for clarifying all of that. And we're going to have a lot of fun talking about reinventing the inner critic here on Reinvention Radio. Mary Golay, Richard Tatum, Steve Ulsher. We'll talk to you guys really soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.